tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest, saying things you might not say to someone you've just met. So this you could talk to me about.
Does this work?
So imagine, all right. So imagine. No, you can't.
You can't because you don't. You wouldn't.
I can say what I like.
You can't do that
about everyone. I can say for Mark, I like. It's because it's a tricky word only because you did say that you kind of stopped, but I like your what's the word I'm looking for? Shit, I have it and it's there. Where you keep going, you're not consecutive. Consistency with what you like doing. Oh, you've played the guitar forever now. You know, even though you stopped or I don't know if you still picked it up recently, but you still keep doing it. And then obviously with this shit, you still do it, and you still want to learn more. Kyle, very outgoing person. I love that about him. However, sometimes you could be in the show. But you stand out more than most people that I know.
Yeah.
Malik.
Skip. I didn't know. I was like, what?
No, Malik.
Did you write these down?
No. That's it. After that, these are just my questions. And then I have my last part. But no, I didn't write these down. This is from the top of my heart. This is from my heart. You son of a bitch. I don't even lock my iPad that my dad gave me. Malik, no, I like Malik's strength and his beliefs. Though I don't agree with a good couple of like his beliefs.
Because them just be fucking stupid.
Jones be fucky.
Do they?
Some of them, yeah. You straight dumb nigga.
I am interested now in knowing which ones y'all feel like.
You say some shit, and we be like, what the fuck you talking about?
Well, Neji versus Naruto.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's a fucking. That Naruto.
All right, I know then for a fact you're not talking about that.
But even though, but regardless, even if there's some things that I might not even agree with, I like how passionate you are with it and that. You stick with it, and even if you might be wrong, you'll look it up, and you do you. So I really like that about you. I do need the iPad for questions in case I go to the next one.
I just don't ever remember being wrong, but go off, I guess. I know.
Okay.
Go off, sis.
Go off, sis.
Yeah, that's what I like about y'all.
Ooh. I feel like we're all being put on the spot.
Nah. What do I like about you, Leo?
I don't know. What you like about me?
Okay. What do you like about me? And the fingers touch each other. What do you like about me?
You can go to Kylo if it's easy.
Nah. What I like about you?
One of a kind, nigga.
He saves the best for last.
I like how you're...
I heard an F come out, and I was like, I like how you're a faggot. Like,
I wasn't going to say that.
You got to get up and go.
What I was going to say was, I like how you're like a family like type of person.
Thanks, man.
But then I was going to say, I like when you're in a relationship, you're a much better person.
Oh, thanks.
So that's what I like.
Does mean you ain't shit when you're single.
What I don't like about you is...
That question is don't like.
But you said what you don't like about me. So
that's true.
What I don't like about you is your.
He gotta humble you.
Nah,
he
your
said, sit down there.
Same way with me. Like how you like feel about certain topics.
Yeah.
And like your mind just won't change.
No.
At all about them.
Yeah, I don't like that about me either. But.
Yeah. Mark, what I like about you, Mark? What I like about you, Mark? Tell me what I like about you.
You tell me what you like about me.
Please, help me.
No. What I like about you, Mark? What I like is your openness to try new shit.
Okay.
Just like you're one big, like, I'll give it a shot and see what happens. What I don't like about you, Mark.
Ooh, you got to humble your ass. he didn't
let me pick
I'm humbling
him.
All y'all
you
niggas.
You got to humble everybody.
I'm
going
to gash y'all up and then humble the shit out of y'all.
Oh, shit. This new bottle of water, by the way. I was thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah, I'm a little thirsty. No, what I don't like about Mark is this, and it's weird, because what I don't like about Mark is the shit I just said I agree with Mark about, is the going off of the face of, like, just disappearing for a little bit. That's stupid, because I do the same shit.
Right.
Which, in a sense, like, I don't like that about me either, you know, and it's, you have to do it, but I just get mad. Like, I'm like,
right.
Mark, no, I got it. Where the fuck are you? You know, but I understand, you know what I mean?
Well, I still text y'all back.
Hell yeah. Lil, what I like about you, Lil, not gonna lie, Lil's got real funny over the years. Yo. I'm not gonna lie.
Y'all think I'm funny?
Nigga.
Because I don't, we had another podcast where I said, Pie-hats. We had another one where I said that I thought I was funny and y'all kind of shit on me. I ain't gonna hold it up. Y'all shit on me hard as shit. I thought I was funny and y'all was like,
because you can't pump
yourself up. Y'all had to humble me. So you don't got to humble me right now because y'all already did.
What it is, Lil, like, you funny as shit. Like,
but the thing is, you used to not
be. Yo, it used to be so not funny. It was unbearable. Like, it used to be bad. You know, and you changed that. Now you're funny.
You had a glow up.
What I don't like about
you. I know my way
you,
around a joke.
What I don't like about you, nigga, is.
Oh, shit.
What I don't like about you is your tendency not to speak up. Or no, your tendency not to. You're not open. You're like a closed book, and it takes someone too long to figure you out, right? And then by the time somebody tries to really, it's like, by the time somebody gives up on, like, all right, I'm not going to ever figure this nigga up, then you, like, want to open up and it's too late. So that's what I don't, like, what I like and don't like about y'all.
Damn.
Little niggas.
If it was like a reality show, it'd be like them, those zingers in the background. Like,
and this lady interviewed me in the other room, like, this fucker said.
I've known Malik for everybody so long.
Like, I can't believe he did that to me.
I'm that nigga.
So I decided, let's go ham. Then it comes back to this scene. I just fucking jump across the table.
I guess you guys can go.
Yeah, it's Mark's turn.
All right.
He's trying to go first last time.
Damn.
Karma,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, yeah, karma is a bitch, for real. Oh, damn, Leo's all walking away. Or did you fart? Yeah,
why'd you aim it at the mic?
I know, you turned your ass towards...
Why, every time you do something, you aim it at the... He had the burp the other time. You aimed it at the mic.
It's because, like, that shit stink. No, I didn't want to keep putting it in the seat. I like
why keep it in the
shoot
seat.
Shoot it in the...
Keep it in the
shoot
seat.
Shoot it into the air.
This nigga out of pocket, bro.
Now we got fucking ass particles on our upper lips and shit.
That shit stink, bro.
Oh my god!
Stinks, bro.
I'm so glad I'm all the way over here, yo.
Is it really this thing? Cause I don't smell like it.
Nigga, bro. That
okay.
Drawing, bro.
Oh my god!
Why are you searching for it?
No, I'm just. Yeah, I'm not silly, searching for it. I'm trying to aim my nose away.
Are you live?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wonder how I can like
try to go live.
Let me see. Yeah. All right. Well. I guess from where we'll continue, what I like about Leo is Leo is probably one of the most reliable friends, like,
who
ever.
Who the fuck told you that?
Preach, man. That's what I'm saying. I've been saying this for you. No, I'm kidding.
No, but you really are reliable. Like, you can ask, like, anything, and you'll try to go out your way to do what you can for anybody. Which is, like, really bad for you, because you struggle a lot trying to help fucking everyone.
I do.
But still.
Yeah, I was just stressed about that this past, like, couple days.
Yeah, I got a mouthful of that shit.
Oh, shit, I did call you. Fuck.
I got a mouthful.
You were actually the first one. So I called you the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
So the day before that was when it started. And, yo, I'm talking, I had thoughts. Over thoughts.
Hola.
And then Malik called. I mean, you called or I called you?
I called you first.
Yeah. Why'd you call me?
I called you first. I actually had a question. No, I was bullshitting with you. I was like, yo, I'm bringing you breakfast.
That's what
started.
Then it just turned to a whole, I was like, man, let me talk my shit real quick.
Muy bien, y tú. Sorry.
What the fuck?
sorry.
Damn, the kid.
Sorry.
No, but yeah. I like Nicole, that. Man. You're very reliable. So you're to your own detriment, but everyone can always count on you.
Thanks, man.
Which is nice. Malik.
Uh-oh. He looked at Kylo.
He juked the shit out of me.
He looked at Kylo and was like, Malik. And I was like, excuse me?
No, I was trying to figure out which way I was going. They just said, no, because I'm on this side. Like, I was going around the table that way. And you know what? Fuck you guys.
That juke was masterful.
I thought he was about to get you the business, Lil. For real.
Malik, what I like about you is we always talk our shit. We could talk about whatever.
I love it.
Long rides. Mm-hmm. Long rides never feel long with you in the passenger seat because we talk our shit.
Yo, look, we talking our shit, bro.
Y'all gay?
We kind of gay.
Bro, that drive to Maryland, bro, we was letting it out, dog.
That shit was...
I remember that drove up then.
You remember you was asleep though?
Kyle was asleep. What happened?
He was asleep the whole time.
No, not me.
And then we asked him, yo, Kyle, why don't you say something? I couldn't even hear y'all back here.
I couldn't even hear y'all back here.
I really could barely hear y'all back there.
You want to know I can be
snoring. Y'all had the windows down.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't. This bro.
Part of it was down.
He was asleep. How are he going to know?
Yeah. Nigga, every excuse under the sun.
My ears is bleeding. Y'all see my ears bleeding?
Nah, bro.
No, but yeah, we could talk about whatever, and it's nice.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You're easy to open up to.
I try to be. Thank you.
It's nice.
I do talk my shit.
Malik
can call and be like, hey, man, I was just wondering, what rose do you think is pretty? Malik, let me just tell you how my fucking day was.
That's literally how
garbage
bro,
everything around
That's how that shit was. Yo, I was like, yeah, I'm going to bring breakfast to you. I was like, but I'm not because your job far away. He was like, a little right around the corner. And I was like, hey, I'm still too far. And he started going off, and I actually have no idea how we got to that point. Like,
now, Khalil, what I like about you, we can always have fun, no matter what. You're always fun to be around. Mm. It's never a drag.
I like that. Makes me happy.
You always seem like the life of the party.
Happy.
I like that. Thank you.
Humble his ass real quick.
But you dumb ass.
Oh, shit. You's cute. You's cute.
Thank you. No, I'm not hitting y'all with nothing.
Damn. Oh, no butts from Mark.
No humbles.
No butts.
No humbles.
Nah.
Let's see. Leo hit us with the butts. Malik humble all of us.
I didn't hit with butts.
No, you said butt. Like, you were every single one, you said butt.
You right.
Yeah, I did it, and I kind of... Go ahead, Leo.
Huh?
What?
Me?
You can humble us if you want to.
Yeah, you can.
You can talk your shit, dog.
I'm my mama, boy.
Just you hate me. You can just say it right now. You just fucking carefully. Get it done.
Mm-hmm. If you hate me.
Let's see.
I feel like you're going to juke me.
Let's start with boy Leo. Oh. Let's start with Leo. Leo, Weobio. Leo is like my bullshitter companion. Like, we can... Ooh, you touched my foot, Mark.
Freak, little John.
But me and Leo just we'll bullshit about anything. Like when we just around, just me and him. Like it's really nothing but just bullshit, and it's the best. It's the best bullshit.
Sorry to add on to mine. I think me and Kyle's the only person that I have mental jokes with, and it sounds weird. The John about getting kicked through the glass. Only me and you think about that shit. And it's like this mental thing that we have. Something so that we
like the mental image?
Suck my dick.
Is that not what it is?
It's just something that we got. That's all. That's what the add-on.
Is it like a mental...
How you unplug the mic?
I'm gonna fucking drown myself doing
that. Oh my
that.
God.
You do that water
fucking
show. Hold on, you
don't
get the toilet
room. That shit was too fucking funny. Let's see. We ain't doing no humbles. I won't be like Malik because he was rude.
Yeah,
It was a positive. It was a positive question. He made it rude.
I thought only did it because Leo did it.
Leo just did butts. You win.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You went for the throat.
It was like what I don't like.
It's legit the same thing though, right? I mean, I thought it was. We can just cut out all my butts.
You didn't say butt. That's the worst part.
You just cut out all my I don't like.
Just stay quiet and just say butt, and then Mark will edit it and put butt.
Yeah.
But. Like what I don't butt.
Malik.
Oh, man.
There's not a lot of words that we got to put between us to know what we thinking. What was that?
Swallow that fucking gallon of water. I know.
I'm not going to lie. This nigga scared the shit out of me one time, right? Yesterday, we was in the group chat with this, I'll tell you
our later. Friend.
And I was typing something, and I was like, on my mama. What I said, on my mama something. And Khalil, like, as I was writing it, I had my phone like this. I didn't know, like, Khalil was behind me, but I thought he was laying down, like, on my bed. So I'm typing it, and he legit said the same thing word for word and I was typing. Oh my God. And I was like, yo, I got hype. And he was like, I was looking at your phone while you're typing.
I'll just read your text.
Yo, but
it wasn't real telepathy. It was close.
I was like, this nigga, like, it's close. Something there.
No, but yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Me and Malik barely have to exchange words between each other, even when it's just me and him. Like, that's just the, you know, that brotherly stimuli connection that we got. And, you know, you can't get that with anybody else. So
that shit is crazy.
Bam. Bam. Mark, what I like about Mark, I feel like Mark is the most creative out of all of us. Like, he got all this shit. He knows the most. Like, he gets the music part done, the art part done, the technical part done. Hey. Mark has the drive, and he has the, like you said, consistency. To actually, like, do what you love for a living.
Oh, so. Thanks.
That's what's up.
That was nice.
Teehee.
That was very nice. I enjoyed that a lot.
That was
like, yeah, fuck all y'all. Fuck
y'all.
We need some more fucking testosterone. Yeah, right?
That shit made me sick.
You fucking pussies.
Think I'm fucking gay? Think I'm some kind of fucking little bitch? Think I'm a fucking pussy? Fuck you mean, man. I eat niggas like you for breakfast.
That nigga tripping.
Oh, well, I got my manly shit back. What you gotta say, hard?
On my mama.
That's apparently on my mama.
At first, I wondered what OMM meant when you
when I be sending that shit.
You sent it through text one time, and I was like, oh no, never mind.
I hate having to decipher abbreviations.
OMM. It's easy though. I don't really use abbreviation. I just don't like typing out on my mama.
Like, what was the
but
word?
But you made, you ain't make it, but
I didn't make
it's
it.
It's kind of like your catchphrase now.
I love it. I love saying it though.
Like, this is not an abbreviation, but it was just something that, like, ION. I think I've talked about this before.
I
love that.
I used to be like, what is ION? What does it mean? I don't know. I go to Urban Dictionary. I go to this. I'm going to go see abbreviation. What is it? I did not go
it's
to Urban
legit,
Dictionary.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. But it's just, because the way they say it in the South, I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we say it up here like that. I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, fuck
me up. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, we say it all the time. I don't do that shit.
Yeah, now that I think about it, like, it's supposed to be I don't.
Yeah.
But you're just saying something else, I don't. They're like, oh, what the fuck? Where is that word? Where did don't go? That shit got absorbed.
When you typing it, niggas get tight. Like, yo, this nigga can't spell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
But it's just like, if you talking that
it's
way.
It's just how I talk.
No one enunciate every word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't
but you know somebody serious when they're like, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't fuck with you.
Oh.
I'll fuck with him.
Oh,
and then what was the one that Nick used to always write and that shit used to always irk me? It was another one.
Don't do it because it's
texted.
Nick?
Yeah, it used to be something weird.
Art. ARD?
That's my shit.
Yeah, everyone used that.
Was it? Because I feel like I wrote that now.
Because he's the only one that out of all of us that did it.
He definitely started it.
Johnny does it too.
Yeah, art.
Art.
That's
art.
My shit. Art.
I don't think I said that.
Or I do heard.
I say okay.
Well, yeah, I think it was art because I don't like art. Reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'd be like, art. Like,
But then you read like, what the fuck is that?
Ard.
Ard.
No, I don't do ard. I say I.
I'd say okay.
Or I'd be like, bet.
Malik be like, yes, daddy.
I say word.
Yeah, word. Word. I say word a lot.
I do heard. I picked that up from Cheesy Factory.
Yeah.
Heard.
I say
heard.
Yeah,
another heard.
Nigga, don't fucking ask me. Yes, oh, another shit. Question. And it is. Don't look at my password. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Spell.
Fucking God.
Fucking draw.
Fucking child.
Share with your partner, aka us, because we are partners. An embarrassing moment in your life.
Well, me and Malik share one, so. We'll always bring it up.
Well, he's the one y'all gotta say it. If you say
I'm saying it first, then.
Yeah, because, yo, I was like this, and he's like, me and Malik got one, and I was like, huh? And he was like, we always talk about it. And I was like, I raised my head, I'm like,
he looked at me, I was like,
I'll say it. No,
you know what it is? You know what it is?
Yeah, Kyle. No. You don't know what it is?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm just leaving.
We were all, it was just us three. But,
yeah, I know
so
what it is.
So there was a car. He knows now.
What did he say?
Oh my God.
So I knew exactly what I was. We were walking on the street. It was just us three. And so this car pulled up to us.
I think we was waiting for a bus. We
were waiting for a bus.
So we was all broken, licenseless.
Yeah, I think we were going to the mall or something. And so we were standing there waiting for the bus. And so this car pulls up. These badass chicks come out. Like, they poke their heads out.
And it was fine, bro.
They poke their head out the car. And they what did they ask?
They
need directions.
Where's the boulevard at?
Yeah. And so,
Nick, bro,
me and Malik.
We all fucking front and Alani, bro. Front and fucking Alani.
Front and Alani. And mind you, we're just.
This is the funniest shit.
We're both trying to talk. And so we just end up talking over each other, and we never got out a single word. And then Khalil, we never got out a single word, and Khalil just butt in and be like, "It's that way."
if you was looking like,
"You guys were Rosewood Boulevard." All you heard was, "I don't even." If you,
so embarrassing. It was so bad.
And at the time, like, I didn't think nothing of it. I was like,
yeah.
In my head, I'm like, yo, just go down the street, bang a right, and go straight. That's what I said.
That shit came out completely different.
I guess with me and Mark, like, talking over each other.
We
like,
both tried to be like,
macho, man. I'm like, yo, this girl's fine. Yeah. Shit. Like, I'm about to tell him what it is. And be like, yeah.
It was like, yeah.
That shit said, like, Porky Pig out there.
That was some funny shit. I remember that moment.
That was an embarrassing time.
Shit, that was.
Did they laugh at us? I felt like they were.
They were laughing. They laughed at us. Right? Yeah, they were definitely laughing in front of us.
Yeah, they laughed a little bit.
Yeah.
They definitely laughed. I was laughing too. Shit was.
we found
that shit hilarious.
Yeah, that shit was bad.
I don't have two. I don't think. The two that I have in my head are like kind of small.
I'm trying to think of an embarrassing story and I just can't.
I'll go. I'll say my little two. So me and Bobby, if you don't know, for people, y'all know who Bobby is. Bobby's a white dude and a good friend of mine. I didn't want to just leave it as he's some white guy. We would have this joke where I would say, Monica, yo Monica, to make it sound like my nigga. But I would just say, oh Monica, what's up Monica? And I went to one of his family gatherings and... his cousin or some shit like that it's either his wife or his girlfriend, whatever. And she's like, let me introduce you to my family. This is this dude, and this is this dude, and this is his wife, Monica. And I was like, Monica? I was like, oh! Monica, oh, okay, nice to meet you, yeah. And it was just, it was stupid. The other one...
What's the embarrassing part?
It was the fact that, like, because that's exactly how I said it. Like, instead of just being like, oh, nice to meet you, like somebody named Monica, I'd be like, oh, nice to meet you. But the fact that she was like, oh, yeah, my name is Monica. And I was like, Monica? Like, just, it was just,
I'm so weird.
That's like most of mine's like more like self embarrassment than actual embarrassing. It's like when no one thought anything of it, but in your head, you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
What the fuck was I doing? Yeah. But no one really cares.
I peed the bed.
How old were you?
Living with Ellie?
Was Ellie in your life when you beat this man? Oh, no. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
Yeah. Yes, man.
We were living in a... So, I was young.
You're a grown-ass man.
I was young and married.
Did she put your hand in a bowl of water?
No. This was all me willing in that waterfall dream. I was like, out! We were in Rosalie Street, and I was sleeping, and then... had that dream, then I felt something, and it felt so good. I was just like, I'm just gonna let it keep going. And then I woke up and was like, oh my god, she was still sleeping.
Yeah, she
mind
was.
You, in this house, we were sleeping on either a twin bed or a full.
No way, you're on a twin bed.
It was no very way. Small. We
it,
were shoulder
had to be full.
Shoulder.
No
to
way,
shoulder.
I'd have been on a twin bed.
Probably was full.
It had to be full.
How big is a twin?
What does it matter?
It's for one person.
I just want to get more more realistic
well,
with the story.
I just know that we were tight. Mm-hmm. Like if my shoulder was already at the edge of the bed, this shoulder was touching her shoulder, her other shoulder was on the edge of the bed. So I pissed on my side of the bed, and I got up. She was still asleep. It's 09. I grab a towel, and I'm just like fucking, like, I throw a couple towels on it, and I lay back on the bed to use my weight to suck in the moisture. No. And I sprayed Febreze on it. She never knew. She never knew I pissed on the bed.
Does she
know now? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I totally pee-peed the bed. Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those stories where Ellie would have, if she listened to the podcast, she'd be like, this
the
motherfucker.
Fuck? I mean, mind you, I didn't tell her until like a year or something afterwards. Because I wanted to solidify our relationship. She could have left me.
It's fucking
like a pee in the bed.
Bad
motherfucker.
Bad.
I got a reason to leave you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I did. I pee-peed on the bed.
Damn. I didn't have any. He straight up pee-peed. Yeah, I'm saying like a lot of my joints are more like.
I'm too fucking smooth, man.
All right, shut okay. the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Like, a lot of my shit is more like I said, it's like self-embarrassing rather than like actual embarrassing.
What did you do to embarrass yourself?
Oh, it's just like simple shit, like. Or like, where I like say like something, but it doesn't come out right.
I can tell you a time I was embarrassed for you.
For me?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Well, I want to hear this.
When you fucking introduced yourself as Licky, I wanted to smack the living bullshit out of you.
When?
We were in Arcadia.
Remember that? I remember that. I forgot all about that.
He fucking introduced
you pulled an Xander?
Yeah.
He fucking introduced himself as Zlicky, and I wanted to.
How did he go about doing it? How did he go about doing it? Do you remember?
I think we were just introducing ourselves.
And he just straight up.
Just like, hey, oh, my name's Zlicky. I was like, ugh. I was like, no. No, he didn't.
Mark was like, cringe.
Mark was like, ugh.
I remember that. Like, I wasn't even embarrassed then. But now when you look back on it, it was kind of.
You willingly did that?
I would never.
I was embarrassed for you. I was embarrassed for you at that moment in time.
I didn't even know you did that.
I did do that.
I was
like I said, I wasn't embarrassed at the moment.
That the person.
So I don't count it as my embarrassing moment. But
they probably
like,
was like,
what
is he?
The fuck he say?
Are you African? Are you like what country are you from?
Yeah, right?
My name's Licky.
Damn, do I have an embarrassing story? Do I?
I don't know why. Why you say like you about to beat the first person up that says something?
Do I? I'm just so smooth. I don't really
get the fuck out of here.
I really don't think I got anything embarrassing.
Like Mark and share a whole embarrassing story of both of y'all.
Yeah, but like that's me
smooth
and his
shit.
Together. Like I'm trying to think of like shit that I was like, damn, I'm embarrassed like a motherfucker. No.
Damn, how did you remember that? I fucking shoveled that into my darkest guts in my memory.
I have a pretty decent memory.
He gonna cry tonight. He gonna be like, I can't believe
you brought that shit back. No, it was gone.
I do have.
Oh no.
So y'all already know this. This happened when I was working at Burger King. I was waiting for my manager to get to work, bro.
I know this story.
I shit myself, bro. And that's not the embarrassing part. Like, all right, you shit yourself. Okay, cool. Go home and wash up. The embarrassing part was getting back on that fucking bus. Going back home.
Like donkey ass and fucking chitlins.
Smelling like straight dog shit, bro.
It's so weird. I would love to be in that. A scenario like that, but just to have a little bit of a comedic sense, somebody to just be like,
damn, what the hell is that smell? And I'm like, yo, nah, well, what be that smell?
It wasn't even, yo, like, when you see people's faces, like, and they look to the back, like, I went to the back of the bus. Like, it wasn't like I stayed in the front.
Because everybody, you just walk.
And this is the thing, right? In my head, I'm like, damn, I'm definitely going to sit in the front of the bus. The bus driver going to have to just take his L. I got on the bus. Everybody was in the front of the bus.
It's so shitty.
No, everybody was in the front of the bus.
Malik is in the back. Like, hope nobody can see.
No, everybody was in the front. So I'm like, damn, I definitely can't sit up here. Everybody going to be really looking like
I'm. You whopped that shit past like, everybody.
Y'all niggas just going to have to. Smell this shit, bro.
He was the only nigga on the bus, and they said, what the fuck? It was no getting away. That was proximal nation. It was like, this shit smelled fine until this nigga got on the
bus. They knew exactly who it was. No, were you the only one to get on at the bus stop at that time?
Yeah, I was the only nigga. Bro, because mind you, it was 4:30 in the morning. Oh. Like, it was 4:30 in the morning. Like, it was no one else getting on the bus. It was like
that shit. Everybody said.
It was like you said. It wasn't like no process of elimination where people that got on.
No, you know, after they knew exactly. They knew it. That's what they was thinking on that fucking bus. They knew exactly who did that shit. You know?
Nigga, you fucking. You wrong, nigga. Did you like JoJo walk into that?
JoJo walk, nigga.
You know that.
This nigga smell like ass, bro.
Oh my god, that's.
That's my probably my most embarrassing moment.
Do poop stories.
That's funny. That's Jesus. Some funny shit.
Because I don't really embarrass myself
all the time.
Yeah, I feel like for the most part now,
I make sure I avoid that shit.
Or if I do something, I'll just fucking, I'll own it.
I'll sacrifice my fucking intestines before
I, like I own up to it. The only time, like, I don't even be embarrassing no more. At first when you, like, messed up a sentence or something.
Yeah.
And somebody caught on to it. But now it's not even embarrassing. It's just funny.
Yeah, you just laugh at yourself.
Yeah, you're like, this nigga's caught on.
Just cry about it later.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Sure.
Fuck, man. You think about how you won't fuck up that sentence again.
Right.
Ever again. You're like, fuck that shit. Sit in front of the mirror for another hour. Great. Jesus.
Okay.
How much time you got?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Well, we're gonna do something. Only because we missed it. We missed it last month. You know, I was hoping to record again in February, but you know, we got busy lives. I got kids, I got a wife. Y'all don't. So we're gonna bring something back from last month.
Why?
We're gonna bring it.
Here we go. How would you like your Valentine to kill you?
So you hit it right on. So, no. Last month was Black History Month. And we never even, you mean? That's really important. It's really important.
Mm.
Don't get ahead of yourselves if you think I'm going to say something fucking drawling. It was very impactful for me. It's part of my history. So, I live with it. I learned from it. And we didn't discuss it. So.
What the fuck are you on about?
It's the first annual Gentleman's Lobby quiz. So.
Oh, no.
I got something for you guys, right? So I'm going to ask 10 questions, right? Just 10 questions. And you guys, whoever answers first, if you get it right, you get a point. And at the end of the game, you get a prize, right? So
there's no prize.
Oh, no, there's a prize. There's a prize. See, but. The thing is that I was looking for buzzers and, you know, so to see who could go first. So I got some.
Damn.
What is. This is.
Oh my god. The minute he bent over.
Big nigga fart, bro. You said this is from Black History?
Yep. Here's your buzzer.
And is this a whoopee cushion?
No, it's a. Nope, it's a buzzer. And that's yours. All right.
Oh my god.
You smell like ass, bro.
Right, and so?
I don't want to even breathe in the air to fucking blow this thing up.
Bro, I don't got this shirt to open this shit. I'm trying to open this shit, bro.
You smell like ass, yo.
I'm so glad I'm on the other side of this shit.
Yo, Leo might have to do a courtesy wipe after this. That is,
yeah, but I say check your ass.
I pooped.
Oh shit! I ripped it open.
Oh, you did?
How?
You ripped it?
I'm too, okay. I'm too strong.
No, it's fine. I have plenty of buzzers.
All right, cool. I'm too strong for my own good.
How do you do this?
You blow, it's a fucking it's balloon, okay? No, so you just smack it? What the fuck?
It's already flat. Yeah. I'll help you. So.
Oh, my God.
You okay. Say you just blow it, but that's not true.
Yeah. Right? So you just want to hold it right here, and then...
Oh, shit. I ripped mine's opening it. Say no.
But make sure, like, when you blow it, like, when you have that full capacity, look, Malik, look. Pinch it right at the tip so that you have a good, and then you can, it's like a good.
I'm doing that shit, man. I just tell y'all niggas, I know the answer.
Nope. I don't like this.
Nope. You gotta blow it. Blow the fucking thing.
I'm not a fan of
this. Why is it just so ashy?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's like,
I know, why? It do feel ashy.
No, it's not ashy. It's not.
Powdery.
Just.
What's on here? When you gave me fucked up.
I can use this one then.
Nah, you already put your mouth on that shit, man.
What did I do? I just blew on
bro,
it.
Bro, I don't care about this shit.
I don't understand.
Bro, this shit dead ass ashy, bro.
It's not ashy. Shit. Just.
Here. Are we gonna have to do this for every question?
There you go, Malik. I have one ready for you. There you go. That yours is ready.
You just blew that shit.
No, all you have to do is just press it to be buzzed in. That's it.
I ripped mine.
How did you?
That's okay. You just use mine, and then you press it. I'll blow it for you because you're a fucking child.
I don't like putting my lips on that shit.
All right, you don't have to. I'm gonna do it for you. Just yours is good. Kyle, you good? Yep. And then you just pinch it, and you're good. You don't need that much air. It's not a balloon. It's just a buzzer.
Yep.
Oh, jeez, I almost revealed the answer.
Was that good enough?
This is for Black History Month?
This is for Black History Month. Excuse me, sir. Part of my history. Be happy.
Well, how do you get this? How do you get it out?
You just press it. Just press it hard. Not gently. You. There you go. Perfect. All right, Leek. All right, you guys ready? You guys
ready?
Yeah.
Kyle, you know. You're going to have to re-blow it.
Yeah. So I got reblow this shit every time?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I've been saying that for like the last.
My jaws hurt already.
I didn't have any it didn't come with batteries.
My jaws hurt already.
If it had batteries, I would have been able to.
Why do this? You get one whoopee out of me. I know the answer.
I would get
one whoopee. You get one whoopee. I'm not blowing this shit out of here. My mouth already fucking hurts.
Watch. You're going to see how. Kylo, first of all, you're doing too much. You don't have to open it. You just.
Why don't you open it?
Press your lips against it. Blow.
Bro, I'm gonna just raise my hand, bro.
There you go, you got it. All right.
You'll be here all night trying to do this.
I know.
Shit.
You'll be fine. You're just getting sad as shit.
Yeah, you're getting one good whoopee. That's it.
What was the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s father's church? Was it A, Ebenezer Baptist? Was it B, Atlanta Southern Baptist? Was it C, Southern Church of the People, or D, Atlanta Tabernacle?
It would be. Oh, I'm sorry. B.
That was dusty.
Shit. How long you had these shows, bro?
Not so long. I lost the movie.
Mark, you saw that? All that.
It wasn't.
Nigga, I wouldn't. I'm actually tight as fuck up on my mouth from this shit now.
It's okay. It's
yo, how long you had these? Fuck this shit.
I ordered
bro, look, did you see all that smoke?
Like, yeah, shit came out with the fucking. What, you trying to poison us and shit?
It's not.
It's
that
me.
Bad.
He put Corona in the joint.
You're wrong. So, anybody want to guess you?
I'm saying C. Let's do C.
What?
D.
Damn, niggas. 7 years.
Tabernacle.
Oh, shit.
Is
D?
Going to Tabernacle?
Is
D?
I don't fucking know.
It was I passed it. What?
Because it was fucking B.
It was not B.
What was the answer?
It was
mm-hmm.
A.
Mm-hmm.
It was A?
You're lying, nigga, bro. What group launched the Freedom Rides in 1961? Was it A, American Civil Liberties Union? Was it B, Southern Christian Leadership Conference? Was it C, Congress of Racial Equality? Or was it D, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee?
Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Answer the question.
I wasn't listening.
C?
I'm sorry. A?
D.
Fucking no.
You said C?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody had to get it right. League.
Good job, man. This thing's making my hands just.
I know, I hate it.
Why are you complaining about the buzzers?
These are the worst things like impossible like of all time.
You ripped one.
Yeah, I'm too strong.
How dare you? At the time of her historic bus incident, what was Rosa Parks' occupation? Was it A, hospital orderly? Was it B, drugstore clerk? C, high school cafeteria worker? Or D, department store seamstress?
I don't know.
Why are we doing this?
One, I'm really bad at history.
Same.
I'm like,
so is it D?
And
I'm gonna just say B.
I'll say C.
She's a drugstore clerk.
Let's just choose different
Kahlo
ones.
Kahlo is D.
Oh, she's a seamstress.
I know my history, y'all. Do you?
Did you?
Do you?
Who wrote the best-selling memoir "I Know Why the King of Birds Sings"? Was it A?
Maya Angelou. That one's easy though.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
I was gonna wait for you to say the names and say Maya Angelou.
You weren't.
I was.
I don't trust you.
That's what I was gonna
Mark,
do.
Mark, however, did. What was Muhammad Ali's original name? Was it A, Leviticus Lewis? Was it B, Marcellus Moore? C, Cassius Clay?
Cassius Clay.
Or was it D?
I'm sorry, it's Aaron C, Cassius Brown. Clay.
All right, well, Mark, no more right now. Mark got 2 points, 1-1. In 1960, four African-American college students staged a sit-in that helped integrate this store's launch. Or, I'm sorry, this store's lunch counter. Oh.
Huh?
Was it A, Woolworths, B, W.T. Grant, C, G.C. Murphy, or D, S.S. Chrisage?
B.
B.
C.
C?
A.
Good job, Kahlo. You're 2-2-1.
I'm too good at this.
What was a famous baseball player? What famous baseball player said, "Today's black athletes have no idea what we had to endure"? Was it A, Hank Aaron, B, Bob Gibson, C, Ernie Banks, or D, Willie Mays?
Willie Mays.
B.
A.
A, Willie Mays.
B.
It was the other one. Members of what labor union helped build the nation's black middle class and civil rights movement? Was it A, B, C, or D?
This is a little long. I'm
going
to say C.
C? Say
A, D.
Fucking B.
Oh, y'all all wrong. It was easy. That was A.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Last question right now. This is the tiebreaker between Mark and Kahlo. Or we can make it a tie if Malik gets this right. Who was elected chairman of the Students' Nonviolence Coordinating Committee in 1966? Was it A, Charles, B, Stokely, C, John, or D, Bobby? Doing first names only.
Charles.
Doing D.
Bobby.
What'd you say?
Charles.
What'd you say?
Bobby.
I said Bobby.
Oh, fuck. Nobody got it right.
It is what it is. Well, it's a real shame.
We could have did that last month.
Yeah.
I don't.
So now the only
what
two.
What did Morgan
you
Freeman
get a prize
say?
And then Kahlo gets a prize.
I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want it. It doesn't matter. I don't want it.
I made out like a bandit and y'all got stuck with that ashy ass balloon.
It's not that ashy.
Niggas,
yo, dust came out.
Well, look. The reason why, I don't know why it's ashy. It's from China. We probably all just got
oh my God. He gave us coronavirus.
You didn't see that shit come out? That's shit.
Yeah, it says Shenzhen, China. But it was made, trademarked in 1999 or 98.
If we don't make it out of here, it's Leo's fault.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
See y'all in 2 weeks.
Yeah, right? Honestly, I really did. See, there was no smoke in that.
No, what the fuck was in my eye?
Probably anthrax. Is it anthrax powder?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Well, that's my all the time we have every day, folks.
Have we been here?
We've been here for like an hour, my guy.
Have we? Don't you have a time?
Oh, yeah, I do. My bad.
I thought the first time we asked, you would have had it.
No. We've been like an hour and a half, maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. All right. That's so, in conclusion.
Oh,
Love your friends as if they were your own partners. Because everyone, every once in a while, needs to hear how much you mean to them. Even if they don't verbally express that.
I would rod you guys.
Huh?
I would assist you guys in rotting. Is that what it's called?
Riding?
Rotting?
Rotting?
Yeah.
Would you dock with me? I can't dock. Never mind.
Huh?
I lack the ability to dock.
Wait a minute. First, wait. What's rotting?
Isn't that where you get like a little metal stick or whatever, you stick it in someone's penis?
That sounds horrible.
I don't know. Some people get off on that shit.
Do they?
Yeah.
I can see why.
And you would help us rod?
He said he would rod with us.
I'd do it with you guys.
Asked if he'd dock with us, but we immediately can't dock.
Well, I don't even know what docking is.
I don't know what docking is.
So it was when...
Yeah, wait. What's docking?
So it was when you put two like dicks and the foreskin goes over.
Oh, no.
So you dock into each other.
That's some cool fucking
That's
shit.
Not cool. I take but back what I said.
I can't dock, so.
I lack the ability to dock.
Yeah, so. I lack the ability.
No, Spanish. Just get the, Spanish people, they don't believe in circumcision.
We don't. What about get the Chinese finger trap?
No. Yes, yeah, basically what it would be.
No. But for the uncircumcised. I mean, for the circumcised.
They don't make them bring it up. Damn, no love. No fucking love at all.
Because we all got dicks.
On next episode.
I was also
what's better, circumcised or uncircumcised?
No, we're not doing a whole podcast.
We'll do that. That's the whole podcast. So,
however, I'm thinking that this might not happen, but it might actually happen. There's a hotel. It's called Hotel...
Docking?
Nope. Hotel... It's like a hotel. It's about an hour away from here.
Yeah.
And apparently they have a room
where you can dock.
That too.
What's on your mind?
But it's super haunted.
Oh, let's go. Okay. Wait, what is it called?
Hotel. It's not Bethlehem. It's called.
It sounds like clear people make stuff.
Sure it's called.
Yeah, to say me, but that's
it's cool. Wait.
Sounds like niggas with no money.
We gotta find someone to sponsor Malik and Kalo so they can get at least some money to, you know, come in there with us.
What?
Oh, and so we get paid to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you going definitely have to pay me to go in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That sounds like a clear skinned problem. So
we'll start a ghost hunting channel on YouTube and then
I will support y'all 110%. I won't the fuck be there, but I want to support
if we made a ghost hunting channel that started getting paid big bucks, would you?
I would
in on
support
it?
The shit out of y'all.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't.
I'd support your dreams.
You guys wouldn't be there.
No,
fuck no.
If y'all was getting paid,
no. You couldn't pay me to go into a haunted house.
What?
You can.
What are your talent though? Like you bring the funnies. Y'all bring the jokes. I'm saying.
You know, mm-hmm. That's like, you know what I bring home?
You know it isn't a joke?
On that fucking hard.
Yeah, I can't
remember. A fucking ghost in my house. It's not a joke.
That nigga not funny. I guarantee you that.
I think it's like the Belmar Hotel. It's something. But it's not far from here. And
I
can rent out that room specifically for a night. And we would do a podcast that night there.
Yeah, okay. I would literally... I feel like if I was sleeping in a haunted room and something like popped out or like woke me up, I'm leaving you there. I'm not even waking you up.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I honestly want to experience that. Like, I want to experience...
Why do you want to be scared so much?
That episode is going to be called A Gentleman's Pair, because I know me and Malik not going to fucking be there.
My ass ain't going to be there.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm not going to fuck going.
I mean...
Why you want to be so... I don't give a fuck if you paid. You want to be scared that bad? I'm gonna have some niggas run up on you.
I'll show you some scary shit.
Bet that nigga left the house again, bro. Yo, that hotel I was talking about? Fuck that hotel.
Yo, what if we pay you?
Bro, you couldn't pay? Like, do you understand?
But what if it's not haunted?
That'll be for you to tell me if it's not haunted.
You really wouldn't go?
No, bro.
I already have a date, though. So we're already.
Well, what date?
June 16th.
Okay. I'm so happy you picked June 16th.
So you going?
No.
Why not?
I'm not the fuck.
All because I said it was haunted. What if I just told you it was a normal room? Just so we can get away. We could be alone. Do it a podcast.
You shouldn't have told him anything.
I feel like I shouldn't. But they don't know the name
just
of the
been
hotel.
It would have just been... I would have just started asking questions. Like I'd have been like, why the fuck we going all the way out here to just rent? Why this hotel? It's 1,000 hotels in Philly.
Ellie kicked me out and I had to go somewhere far.
Why are we not going to AC? Why are we not going to fucking Wildwood? Because I still want to
be Pennsylvania bound.
Okay, so then if you want to be Pennsylvania bound, why am I not going in Willow Grove? Why am I not going in fucking... Philly. That's not Philly. That's Willow Grove.
It became Philly.
No, it didn't.
All the ratchet niggas.
I would be like, why are we not doing... Why are we going so far away to this fucking hotel?
You really not going to go?
No! Why do you want me to go to a hotel? A haunted hotel so bad.
Wait a
what
minute.
What do you want to experience?
Wait a minute. Because if we go back on last year's podcast, he definitely said that if we go... Like, if Mark was going to go alone, you would go with him.
I said you would have to pay me.
Oh, so that's, we're paying you.
Yeah. The amount of money that I would need, you two don't have.
How much?
Oh, no, you have to pay me at least over $10.
$10?
No, nigga, over 10 stacks.
Ten stacks of dollars?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, 10 stacks of dollars, nigga.
For real, you're not going to go?
Why?
Kahlo, are you going to go?
Huh? No, I already checked out of this. Because really I'm never weird. Checking into that fucking hotel.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to check in. I already have it.
Oh, that's for you.
All right. So what if I went to the... What if we did to the hotel anyway and it wasn't that room?
Doesn't matter.
You wouldn't go near a haunted place.
Doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to try to trick us to get in the fucking room. I'm not fucked dumb, nigga.
Because what if that room's already booked?
You just wasted money. Why would you go out there in the first place?
Right. At least we'll be in a hotel. And we can kind of talk. We could talk our
but
shit.
But then you wouldn't do that.
It'd be
just,
a special.
You would just transfer to another hotel. I'm not the fuck stupid. You would just find another hotel to get the money to. If that room's already taken for the day, you would be like, I'm going to just find somewhere else.
No, I would still go there. No, it's wouldn't. A historic, no, you historic no, you
Bro, you couldn't pay me enough to go to a haunted hotel. You want to be spooked out.
But it's not haunted. It's not like a nigga's in the closet like, I'm going to get him. Nothing might happen.
That's for you to find out.
For us to find out.
Nah.
Would it be so dope if we're having a podcast, right? And nothing happens, right? And we're like, all right, well, this is the gentleman's lobby. All right, see you guys later. And then we pack our things and we leave. Mark does the audio.
Yeah.
And in midway, you hear, oh, nigga,
man. All right, I would turn it off and I'd be like, we're not.
What's so dope about that, bro?
That we caught it. That we experienced it.
There is nothing about that.
Have you seen a ghost before?
No.
Have you heard anything spooky?
I mean, besides watching TV shows and shit, no.
Oh, you had nightmares?
No.
All right. So
I just don't believe in that type of shit. I don't want to
pray. Right, that's cool. So then what if you heard it, right? And we had it, we caught it, and now our minds are open to it now.
Oh, I don't want to be a part of that fucking world.
You wouldn't want to know. Why not?
Why? Why? Look, all right, hear me out, Leo.
I'm just saying, if you just had a... Right now, even this if in this podcast, if we listen to it, and then Mark was like, yo, guys, I did the podcast, and listen, when you said, I don't want to go there, oh, like, watch. And
all right, this can go on forever. Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Bye. I'm going to have a talk about this after. Turn it off.